talk this quietly. Can you hear me?
I got the hi-fi high and the lights down low, because here comes episode 70 of Jason Knows. Hey there, everybody. Hope you all had a good last week, and hope you're going to have just as good this week coming up. This is the Jason Knows Podcast, episode 70, and you are participating by using your earlobes and letting this filter through your brain and through your consciousness, so you're getting a little taste of what it's like for me every day. Okay, I'm much better now. So, just hanging out here on the street corner, trying to sell a couple of papers before I go to my other job, and just wanted to see if anybody here is up for listening to some indie music here. I've got Mr. Tim Hastings here, a brand new artist here at the Jason Knows Podcast with a really cool track called San Alano Blues. And I'd like to thank Nikki very much for bringing this artist to my attention. And I hope you enjoy listening to Mr. Hastings. And you've got to support these artists. You got to go and find them out on iTunes. You got to go find their website, CD Baby. Everybody's trying to turn a buck, you know, and they need your support. So if you like what you're listening to on the Jason Knows Podcast, find those artists that you're looking for and that you like, and go buy some of their music, go to one of their shows, let them know that you are loving what they're doing. That's all it's about, you know, just share the love, get it out there. So here's Mr. Tim Hastings with the song called San Alano Blues.
Dirty laundry up and down the stairs. She's sitting in the kitchen wondering if anybody cares. Better not walk in here. You can't even wipe your shoes. She's got a real bad case. San Alano Blues. She gets up in the morning, kinda depressed. Finds her daughter's left the kitchen, unholy mess. Ever done paid her dues? It's the same thing every morning with these San Alano Blues. The other daughter waves and she's running out the door. Out with her boyfriend.
Give her a quarter to four.
Everybody running in and out, leaving work for the two. At the end of every day, she's just left alone. Underwear, bathroom, and he's gone. He'll probably be back just a little before dawn. She's gonna lie awake all night, hope she doesn't hear about him on the news. She'll wake up in the morning.
Thank you.
sheets till the food's all gone. And he falls asleep with the TV on. She says, if you ever come to bed, won't you at least pick up your shoe? She's gonna wake up in the morning with these sand along.
I can take an artist and listen to about 2 seconds of a track and know that it's going to be a great song. This is the new album by Lori Morvan. The name of the track is called Wiggle Room. And I obviously recommend that you go out and get this album. It's got some really great stuff on it. And if you need to move around just a little bit, get yourself a little wiggle room. Take a listen to this right here.
Thank you.
damn, that girl can play guitar. Oh my goodness. You know, if you have just listened to the past couple of minutes of the Jason Knows podcast, you will feel the excitement that is in the air, because there is a incredible vibe that comes along with Lori Morvan. I'm so blessed to have her be a Long Beach artist that gets to play around and see her from time to time. So, great album, great release. Go and get it on CD Baby, iTunes, all those kinds of places. Let me know if you cannot find it, and I will get it in your hands. I swear to goodness, swear to God. Okay, the next artist that we have up here is somebody new. We're playing a lot of new artists this week on the Jason Knows podcast. This is Sheila Swift, and Sheila's got a tune here called Feel Like I Do. And every once in a while, I'll get something slipped to me that is usually pretty good, and I am going to stick here with Sheila Swift here with Feel Like I Do, because I hope that she's feeling like I do when I play this track on the Jason Knows podcast. Feeling like I feel like I do, because I feel like I do.
Did you hear that sound when my heart fell out onto your table and onto your floor? You sized me up before I closed the door. You haunted me with memories of what I was before. Uh-oh, uh-oh, doesn't anybody feel like I do? Feel like I do? Uh-oh, uh-oh, doesn't anybody feel like I do? Feel like I do?
Modog Darling is going to be playing at the Plush in Fullerton, so if you have a chance to go check her out, you definitely should. She's got a really good live act, and she sounds exactly the way she sounds, so by hearing the track that's coming up here called In Your Room, you'll be able to get a little taste of what that sounds like, so go and check her out. And if you don't get a chance to check her out and you like her, you know, obviously go check out her CD Baby stuff and all that other good stuff. Wanted to just take a quick minute here to talk about internet radio. There's been a recent law being passed saying that if you are interested in doing internet radio, that you're going to have to pay to have the right to broadcast certain music that you're doing. A lot of that is non-pod safe music. So they're basically attacking people who are doing internet radio, making them pay more for those licensing fees than a satellite radio company would, from what I understand. And it's just a very bad step, I think, that private interests have on our government. And I don't want them in my room. I do, however, want Modog Darling in my room. So to bring Modog Darling into my room, I have to bring her into your room. So here's Modog Darling in your room.
moving cars with battery back and won't go away. Out of the city again. Lift your feet, put your hair back, so slip on the way. Out of the city. Sun goes down really early and it stays dark late around the city again. I'll be writing you letters, read them when you get home from being worn and abused. Home and sad. Down in your room,
back all the way from Norway with My Misspent Youth, and the name of that track was I Want the Sun. And here we go with the movie review. Wind her up. You're using coconuts.
The Force will be with you, always.
Tell us we will die like dogs. Okay, first we've got this real smart guy called Not Sure. Mess with a bullet, you get the horns, you know what I'm saying?
I got two words for you. Shut the fuck up.
Where's your drill sergeant? Blown up, sir!
No matter where you go, there you are.
From Artisan Home Entertainment comes Oliver Stone's The Doors Special Edition 2 DVD set.
Come on, come on, come on!
Written and directed by three-time Academy Award winner Oliver Stone.
Jim Morrison, the god of rock.
Starring Val Kilmer, three-time Golden Globe nominee Meg Ryan, and Academy Award and Golden Globe nominee Kathleen Quinlan.
I can do anything!
See As It Was Meant to Be Seen in the digitally remastered 16:9 widescreen version. Hear As It Was Meant to Be Heard in 5.1 Dolby Digital Audio. Oliver Stone's The Doors Special Edition 2 DVD set. Featuring the Road of Excess documentary, original concert footage, interviews with the stars,
when you're strange,
43 minutes of additional scenes, commentary by director Oliver Stone, cast and crew info, theatrical trailer and teaser, and production notes.
One, two, three.
Oliver Stone's The Doors Special Edition 2 DVD set. Contained in Collector's Edition silver foil packaging.
You know today destroys the
Gannett night. Newspaper raves, Oliver Stone's finest hour, The Doors opens the mind and blows it away. Home entertainment reaches a new high. The Special Edition DVD of Oliver Stone's The Doors. Now available. Own it today. From Artisan Home Entertainment.
You know, one of the coolest things about this movie is that I was a big Doors fan growing up as a little boy, and so I've watched all of the videotape stuff that came out because that was my connection. That was how I knew them, because a lot of bands that I was listening to when I was growing up were bands that were no longer performing any longer. And so it was really cool to be able to see this movie. I hadn't seen it in some time, and see the reshooting of the footage that was done and how true they tried to keep it to the actual original footage that was shot. I know that Oliver Stone has got a reputation for taking license with his storylines. I do know that a lot of the stuff that was referenced to, there is actual other documentation that goes back and talks about it, and I'm sure that some of it was taken liberty to it. That's part of making a movie and making it, you know, more entertaining. It was definitely in something that's very cool. Again, I think I've talked about Val Kilmer and his singing abilities in the past. It is very, very cool to see him be able to do so many different things. And that is just another, you know, testimony to what he did and how he learned how to do it, and so committed to a piece of work. So it's very cool stuff. Okay, people, I need to make you aware of something. In the coming months, there's going to be this event going on that I'm going to be talking about on and on and on. It's the Podcast People's Choice Awards, and it is a event that occurs at the Expo Media event that I attend every year, and they give awards away to who the people say are the most entertaining podcasts. So I'd like to be thought of as a popular podcast and something that people turn to and listen to with enjoyment and amusement and glee. So if you think that I am rocking your world and if I'm doing a good job, send a thing in for me. The voting doesn't start for another month or so, but I'll be making, you know, more of a to-do later. If you would like to send a to-do now, you can call 641-985-7800 extension 858057 and leave a little message for me, and then I'll put it onto the show and let you know how special you are to my life. In fact, I was talking to somebody who introduced me to a friend that led me to meet somebody that everybody knows, Mr. Alec Baldwin. And so here's a little clip here right here that I have for you guys. So I recently got to meet Alec Baldwin the other day, and we swapped numbers, and I asked him if I could call him for the show. We're about 10 minutes late, so let me see if we can catch him here real quick. Hey, Alec, Mr. Tough Guy, how you doing? And it's a little late. Well, what do you mean? Well, hold on a minute. Well, and I appreciate that. Well, we're just a little bit late, you know. Who are you? No need to be talking like that. What are you talking about? Well, we just met each other. I mean, what are you talking about? Man, I believe you're what we call high maintenance. You're gonna come right out here? I'm gonna laugh in your face. Well, maybe you deserve to feel like shit. Blah, 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 blah. You sound like a girl, man. On and on and on and on. Why don't you go and discuss your feelings with, like, you know, a psychiatrist or someone who cares? Yeah, yeah, so you're gonna come out here. So disappointed. I'll be ready. You be ready. We'll go out. We'll have dinner. We'll cuddle. No, there's no need for that, Mr. Oink Oink Man. You're the one who was oinking, as I recall, in the bondage.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home, Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Until next week, Jason Knows says, love is all. God bless.